Shavuot Tov, I hope you all enjoyed a beautiful Shabbat. We are on day 29, and day 29 focuses on the message of the shofar. We are getting very close. Rosh Hashanah, please God, is tomorrow night. We'll be blowing the shofar on Monday and Tuesday. What is it all about? And first of all, also, as I began the chapter, what kind of person do we want blowing the shofar as well? And that's the story that I shared with Rav Levi of Yitzchak of Berditchev, one of the great Hasidic leaders of his day, lived from 1740 to 1810. People came from all over dreaming to be selected by this great rabbi to be his Baal Tokeah, to blow shofar in his congregation. And he interviewed all these different candidates, and he had some very high-level people. He always asked the person, what are you thinking about when you're blowing the shofar? And some said they were thinking about the many specific halachot to make sure that they were performing the mitzvah properly. Others were saying that they were meditating on some of the great mystical ideas underlying the sounds of the shofar. But one simple Jew answered very differently. He said, listen, I have a daughter who I have not yet succeeded in helping to find a husband. When I blow the shofar, I think about my daughter, and I pray that she finds the right person and that I have enough money to marry her off and to feed my family. And Reb Levi, of course, chose this simple Jew to be his shofar blower because that's really what our prayers and our shofar blasts are about on Rosh Hashanah: honesty, sincerity. That's what it's all about, even beyond all of the intricacy of the lachot and the great mystical ideas behind it, that we are genuine and we are sincere. Some other things that I mentioned in the chapter about the shofar has a lot of significance, of course. The shofar was sounded in times of war to call the Jewish people to battle. It was heard at Har Sinai when God revealed the Torah to the Jewish people, and was also sounded to appoint a Jewish king, which is essentially what we're doing on Rosh Hashanah, coronating God as our king. But besides those historical moments, there are a couple of specific halachot that teach some powerful ideas about the shofar as well. One particular halacha is that the Talmud tells us that the shofar has to be kafuf. Shofar has to be a little bent over. Shouldn't be perfectly upright. And that's also symbolic of the way we Jews come before God. We don't stand, you know, in an arrogant way before the Almighty. When we pray, we appear before Hashem a little bent over, a little modest and humble, right? And another idea is that it's supposed to be nistak le'arko pasul. The halacha is that the shofar is nistak le'orcho. If it's split down the middle, then it's pasul. If it's cracked in that kind of way, it's disqualified. And I heard this from my teacher, Rabbi Schachter, that this is symbolic of how we're supposed to try, ideally, to come before God with a clear message. We need to articulate our goals, our vision for the coming year. What is it that we want this Rosh Hashanah? What kind of people do we want to be in the coming year? What defines our relationship with Hashem? And that we can't afford to be split down the middle where we're a little wishy-washy. Maybe I want this, maybe I want that. No, let's figure out what we want for the coming year and let's pray for that. One last halacha, and that is according to an opinion in the Talmud, it's permissible for the mouth of the shofar to be plated with gold. But if the shofar is disqualified though, if the gold somehow changes the sound of the shofar. And Rabbi Schachter explained beautifully that we all have messages that we want to impart, not only to God, but to our families, to our friends, even the people we work with. And if the gold, representing, of course, money, changes the message, or it starts to change us, then we've got a problem. We want the gold so much. We spend so much of our waking hours in this world making the gold. And there's nothing wrong with pursuing the gold. We all have to earn a living. We have to support our families. We have to donate to charity. Judaism never looked down on money or people of financial success. But we have to remember that money or financial success is just a means for living a just, upright, and spiritual life. Money is just a tool. And therefore, we can have some gold on the shofar. But when it becomes about the money and the message becomes altered because of the money, then we've got an issue. And that's something to think about also as we hear this shofar sounded, is how are we making money? Are we doing it in a proper way? And are we allowing our passion, our ambition for success, for material success in this world, nothing wrong with it, to really alter our message to Hashem and what we want to become? We need the money, of course, and we can use it for great, great things. But at the end of the day, it has to be a tool for great things and not become an end of itself. Some ideas about the shofar as we prepare for Rosh Hashanah. Shavua Tov, my friends. We'll speak, please God, tomorrow.